But when life gives you hard challenges, you have no option. You just have to support yourself. That's how I'm trying to do that. And it's absolutely true power to comfort yourself and push back, because it's sometimes hard.
Three, two, one. My name is Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ulvia Jaffarli, a data scientist in Italy. Although I'm living in Rome, originally I am from Azerbaijan. While thinking about how long it took for me to be a tech woman in the technology world, I felt the responsibility and desire to help other women as much as I can. Therefore, I developed the Tech DevOps platform to support others who want to achieve in technology, because I believe women have ability to do great things. For us, sharing, helping, developing as one is the most important value. What I would like to emphasize is just do not afraid to fail. Do not limit yourself with little success. Think bigger, learn, fail, repeat, experience, and reach the inaccessible. No matter how hard the challenge is, go for it. If not now, then when?
To connect and collaborate with extraordinary women in tech around the world, remember to go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com.
The best business resource I have is my mentor's private Facebook group. I've never found a community that cares more about one another's success. It inspired me to create the same thing for podcasters. If you're a tech company or startup looking to grow your podcast audience, I created GetPodcastListeners.com, a private group specifically to discover how other podcasters have grown their audiences, so we could do the same. Check out GetPodcastListeners.com. That's GetPodcastListeners.com.
Today's personal spot is about how powerful it is to even take the first 2 second step in a big project. Like literally just the first 2 seconds. I mean, even James Clear talks about this in his book, Atomic Habits. And then in the book, Effortless, they talk about this too, is like, if you want to start working out, don't worry about the whole process of working out. Just start with like, make it easy as possible. Put your gym clothes on the bench before you go to sleep, and then just put the gym clothes on. You don't even have to go to the gym. You're just like training your body into the habit. And I think that's so cool when you could break it down and just kind of like have that 2 second momentum. It could really change things. And if you hear a bunch of background sounds, I'm just outside right now and I decided not to close my car door so you get the whole atmosphere. But if you take the first couple steps to get moving, it usually creates all this momentum and energy in the right direction, and you end up flowing into the state to get the whole thing done. So it's like that first initial step is actually the hardest part. It's not the project as a whole. So I hope that helps. I know it's something I apply myself. And one thing that I found that's been really helpful is I found like a deep house tune on SoundCloud that I really like. And that's kind of my association. So when I go to the computer, I just turn on deep house and it helps me zone out. I've also used Focus at Will a lot, which is an amazing company. It's actually based in LA, and Focus at Will has science-proven tunes to help you focus, especially if you have ADHD. And there's a ton of other stuff too, but like, what are those kind of things that your brain can associate? Oh, this is the time we're gonna take those 2 seconds. We're gonna like, and not even the project, just I'm gonna turn on the Focus at Will just to do the first 2 seconds. I'm gonna turn on my SoundCloud Deep House just for the first 2 seconds. That's it. And then I'm just gonna see what unfolds from there, you know? Anyway, enjoy the next episode. Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast, celebrating women in tech around the world. Next up, we have an incredible woman in tech coming at us from Brussels, Belgium. Welcome to the show, Marwa. Hello.
Thanks so much, Afraid. Such honor to be here. Thank you. I appreciate
it. I'm so excited for you to be here. So go ahead, tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Yeah, thanks a lot for first of all being here. My name is Marwa Dwini. I'm hosting the Soft Robotics podcast And yeah, I'm originally from Egypt, and I have been traveling now like 5 years, and I have been in different countries. And it was really an enriching experience to grow and discover podcasting world. And I think that's the most wonderful experience I have ever had. And last year also, I'm so grateful to be nominated one of the 30 women in robotics you should know. And I'm so proud of that. And I'm so grateful as well. And hopefully I can do more in the field and inspire other people and also learn and grow. So that's simply who I am.
Tell us more about your podcast.
So my podcast is about soft robotics. And for people who may be not familiar what soft robotics is, it is a of course, we're familiar with robots, like a movie we see, humanoid robots or something like that. But when we look to the nature evolution, we can see like octopus, for example, or worm, this kind of illustration, how we can design robots inspired by nature from soft material. And most importantly, how they can interact safely with human, because we have an issue how we have the robots that can interact with us. So having soft robots that can be in your home, in workplaces, so and being soft and safe. So that's the whole motivation behind why we have to consider soft robotics as a potential for application in our life.
Yeah. And when did you start podcasting? What inspired you to create the show?
That's a good question. I started the podcast in 2019. And to be honest, there's a story behind why I started the podcast. But the motivation to start a podcast or maybe being a podcasting, since I was, I think, 18 or 17, I always see the tech shows. And I wish one day to present a show like that. I want to talk about that. But being in an academia, because I'm already an academia since a long time, I had a story that I was in a certain lab and I was working soft robotics. And I had an argument about a certain technique. It ended up that being I was forced to leave the lab. It was in France. So that's something I had this question in my mind. I had this question and this argument and never resolved it. I want to know the answer. And of course, it was really painful experience to move across countries. And once I came back and have enough money to start the podcast and buy a mic, I started, let's do a podcast and let's ask people the question I wanted to know. And that's all the point why I started the podcast. I just wanted to know all those questions. And I'm so grateful because it's really the most wonderful experiences to grow and have identity in a hard time. Yeah.
When did you first become interested in technology?
I think since I was very little, small, maybe in 13 or 14, I loved math and physics, and I wanted to be an engineer. And I am the first engineer in my family. So I also interested in mechanical parts. I really love mechanical things and how we can arrange them or design them. So I love them. I don't know why, but I'm really like, I'm of course I'm not expert in many things, but I'm trying to learn as much as I can to my capabilities. But I really love mechanical things, design, simulation. So that's the thing I really love. Yeah.
What has been your career journey? Where did you start and where are you now?
That's a harder question. It's tricky. Actually, as I said, in Egypt, I'm from Egypt. So when I was in faculty of engineering, I was a top student. And by the way, I don't believe in the grading system and numbers anymore. But based on that, I get employed as tenured assistant lecturer. It's different from the West that you automatically, once you are a top student, you get employed as tenured assistant lecturer. And I was teaching and I'm doing master's and after master's, I become tenure assistant lecturer. And because of life events and, you know, life sometimes is uncertain, I decided to leave my home country. And yeah, I had a rebirth again when I left because just like, I just want to leave everything. And it's really hard because now I'm doing the PhD and it was a little bit delayed, but it's really hard because life uncertain. I could choose to be in my place and just do a PhD and be a lecturer and not be delayed. But it's interesting because for now, I'm not sure where I would go. I'm still uncertain because it's like when you go from destination A to B and then you find yourself, it's not really direct. You go to in between different trajectories and it's not linear. What we can say, it's highly nonlinear. and that's what we use in soft robotics. If you have system, nonlinear system, high learning is not predictable. And that what happened to me. It's absolutely not predictable. It's painful, but if it didn't happen, I didn't discover podcasting. And I think that sometimes, we don't know what lies in the future, why certain things happen to us. Because we have another plan. Maybe life has another plan for us. Yeah.
I mean, having to move and overcome what you've overcome, what do you think has been a guiding force to give you the strength to absorb all the challenges you have and come out on the other side, landing on your feet?
Wow, that's a wonderful question. Very wonderful question. It's really hard, you know. For me, the strength, my mother, she passed when I was 19. And she was the ultimate force motivation for me. And when she passed away, I was fully broken. I was really broken. And I was remembering that I still have 2 years left to finish engineering degree. And I was saying, I can finish this 2 years. And luckily, my grandmother, the mother of my mom, she became my surrogate mom. And she was my biggest support. And when you have a hard time, you need someone to go and just go and cry and just have this kind of support. When I was 26, my grandmother passed away. And then that's when I left my home country. I said, that's it. It's a breaking point for me. I don't want to. But when I moved to a new journey, I remember that day being in a new place and having this rebirth from, it's like a new life. But I remember having the first bad day. I say, where I can go now and tell what I have. And that was really harsh. Really harsh. And I have to be honest, I still sometimes struggle with that. But if you ask me like 2 years ago, or 3 years ago, it's really hard because you need some people to give you strength. And then I discovered, well, people sometimes can disappoint you. And research or academia, you need the result. You need to be productive. And sometimes, to be honest, sometimes you don't care too much about your feeling or how it's going for you. And then I try to learn, well, you have to get the strength from your inside. And it is hard because people tend to have a lot of people. And that's absolutely normal. And that's what I used to do. But when life gives you hard challenges, you have no option. You just have to support yourself. That's how I'm trying to do that. And it's absolutely true power to comfort yourself and push back because it's sometimes hard.
On the days that we all experience where everything feels so heavy, you don't even want to like get out of bed. Like it's just like, yeah, you just want to hide under the blankets. And what do you tell yourself to give yourself the stamina to like push through? Because I know you're saying like it's just hard and just, yeah, but like those moments where we feel so weak and just everything's, yeah, just so heavy, what, yeah, is that one glimmer of a possibility? I know something that's come up for me lately is remembering that life is all just one big storyline. Mm. To do my best to not get too emotionally attached to the day-to-day of it, just kind, yeah, of more be curious about what is the story and, yeah, and have faith in myself and my competency that no matter what gets thrown my way, I have it within myself to survive. I know that maybe that's heavy in itself, yeah, but yeah.
That's very deep question. And it's a true. It's a true. Sometimes you have a day you hate yourself and you feel you're a piece of shit. And that's true. And sometimes I feel behind and I have doubts. And sometimes I feel good about myself. But what is the escaping mechanism for that? Of course, I'm grateful because my brothers are still this is the most important thing in my life. And that's something what I'm grateful for. That's the most important thing. So I'm grateful. But coming to me when I feel really low and have the doubt, I tended to go for podcasts. When I have editing a podcast episode, I don't know what's the feeling. After finishing editing one episode, I know it's not the most great thing ever, but I have this weird feeling. I feel something. It's like it's who I am, or it's give you that, like, I don't know how to express that, but it's like it's represent me. It's not about research. Of course, if I have good result research, I will be happy. but you need something more expressing you. And that's what I found the podcast. I feel hope, faith, connecting with people. And also I lean to God sometimes because, sometimes I'm skeptical sometimes, but I try to speak and feel and face and motivate myself because sometimes you lose faith. Sometimes you skeptical about everything, religion, God, everything. And whole things doesn't make sense to me. Why this happened to me? And it's still happening. And sometimes life is not fair. And you have fear, doubt. It's really hard. We are complex. And I'm not perfect. And no one's perfect. But I think the whole thing that give me hope is podcasting. Also, I know it's not a big thing, but it represents who I am. I felt myself so much here. And that give me hope. I don't know why, but it gave me hope.
No, I think that's a great suggestion. I know sometimes like listening to TED Talks and this kind of thing, it's so helpful. I just know in this digital culture we have today, there's so much seemingly perfection, seemingly I have it all figured out. And it's just not true for anyone. And so I think it's really helpful when we can be open and vulnerable and say, you know what, like, life is ish and most things are outside of our control and we can do nothing about it, and to find our why above and beyond that. What's one of the best pieces of advice you've gotten related to your career?
Oh, that's a good question. There is a lot. But to be honest with you, because I asked this question in my podcast as well, what the best advice? And I think for me, the best advice is sometimes I reflect from life to work. I remember my grandmother, she told me, why you keep things complicated? And I figured out that I myself complicate things in everything, in research, for example, and try to make everything sounds complex or I will. And when she told me, even when I'm trying to cook something and I said, oh, that would be hard. And she said, why complicate things? Make it simple. And I think it sounds very, very simple advice, but it's so meaningful. If we simplify things and be patient. I wasn't patient. Be patient and keep faith in yourself. That's so important. You know, I didn't understand what it's meaning to believe in yourself. Really, when someone like 5 years ago, she was a wonderful woman. I was in Tech Women program and she told me, Marwa, you have to believe in yourself. I didn't understand what is meaning, believe in yourself. It doesn't make sense to me. But I think, and really the critical moments when someone undermine your belief system, that's the whole point when you have to stand up and I believe in myself. And that what happened to me. And I understand it, what it means to believe in yourself. So yeah, I think that's the 3 point, maybe kick on and remind myself. Yeah.
What can we expect from your podcast when we tune in? What will we walk away with?
To be honest, I think still the podcast I'm trying is still more technically, but sometimes people say that we don't understand the whole technical thing, but I'm trying to keep it in the general level so that people can, if they're interested, they can tune in. What are the biggest questions you don't know answer for in soft robotics? What is inspiration? So it's really challenging because you want to make people, even outside of you, become interested. And it's happened sometimes. But I feel there's a lot of work. Podcasting is hard and it's a long hour of working. And it's challenging. It's a challenge because it's a learning process, how you can make something entertaining and also useful. And I believe I'm not really 100% there. I hope one day I can reach that level. But if you're interested about evolution, nature, inspiration, I have this episode about what is reality? What's the relation between the brain and the body? Can robots make human immortal? So all this question, I think we need to at least have like general interest about these things, about our future. So I think we have to have a knowledge about it. Yeah.
And what brought you to Brussels?
Okay. I moved across 5 countries. So because of nature of our work, I ended up in Brussels because I'm really grateful to work in self-healing material. And that's my group here working on. So I'm so grateful they give me this opportunity to work. So yeah, that's why I moved to Brussels, because I'm interested in self-healing materials. And yeah, that's the motivation. Yeah.
Nice. Thank you so much for hanging out with the Women in Tech podcast. Are there any last words you want to share with everyone before we wrap up?
First of all, thanks to Ashpra. I think you're doing an amazing job, and I really liked so much the questions. It's so meaningful and deep. And yeah, I wish you a great success and more success again in your podcast. Thank you. Thank you.
Where can people connect with you?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter. Yeah, my Twitter is Marwa, M-A-R-W-A, Eldwini, E-L-D-I-W-I-N-Y. Yeah, that's it.
Awesome. And we'll include it in the show notes as well. If you want to connect and collaborate with more extraordinary women in tech all around the world, remember, go to the Women in Tech community at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. Say hello on social at Women in Tech Show on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. I will see you, talk to you, all the things in the next episode. Bye.
Bye. Hi, this is Marwa Eldwini. I'm the host of Soft Robotics podcast. If you're interested in about understanding how we can design safe soft robots inspired by nature, please check in the podcast. And I'm based in Brussels, Belgium. And the podcast is based in Paris, France. And you are listening to Women in Tech.
The Women in Tech podcast is hosted and produced by me, Esprit Devora,
with help from Janice Geronimo,
edited by Corey Jennings,
production and voiceover by Adam Carroll,
and music from Jay Huffman Live and Epidemic Sound. The Women in Tech podcast is a WeAreTech.fm production.